My Truest Love by Malia C. Yumiguano M. All people have a great love or experience a special love. In my case, the first time I felt truly loved was when my daughter was 2 years old. At that time, I felt the purest and truest love. I remembered a day very clearly. It was a Tuesday. I was sitting in my parents' house, right in the living room in front of the television, with my mind in the clouds. I was disoriented because I was going through difficulties in my life. My daughter was playing with her dolls and a brown teddy bear. Suddenly, without realizing it, she was next to me. She grabbed my face with her two hands and she uttered a few words that she was just beginning to say clearly. She said, "Maita, amo mucho y no preocupes. Tú tienes mí y tú puedes, ya no diste." She wanted to say, "Mom, I love you very much, and don't worry, you have me, and you can no longer be sad." After what she told me, I was caught by surprise, and all my worries disappeared from my mind. I focused solely on my daughter, and even more so when she hugged me around the neck with her two little hands. I felt all the energy and love that my daughter was transmitting to me. It was then that I realized that my daughter was my first and only love. Many people may criticize me or say that true love between parents and children begins when life begins inside the mother or when children are born. Yes, they may be right. But for me, these two loves are very different because the love of a mother for her son or daughter is given by nature, and as parents, we would even be willing to give our lives for our children. However, when my daughter expressed her love for me at a very young age, I felt empowered by her love. Wow, it was something unique to feel that love. That was the moment I understood that children, with their innocence, love unconditionally, without expecting anything in return. It was a feeling that reached my soul. For me, true love is a pure and unconditional love, the one my daughter has for me already at such a young age. I hope and pray that my daughter's love for me will never end, but instead deepen. And I hope that at some point she can feel the same pure and sincere love as I have had with her. I also hope to accompany her in her life for many more years, and at every moment I will try to show her that she is the most important person in my life. My daughter never thinks I don't love her when I scold her. On the contrary, she knows that I want her to do well and not make mistakes that can make her feel sad. I only wish the best for you. My daughter, I love you.